Conversation 2. Hi, Professor Higgins.
Hi, Julia.
Would you be able to help me organize my essay?
Certainly. What topic have you chosen?
Women in politics.
That topic is very broad. I think you should narrow it down.
Do you think I could just do women in English-speaking countries? Say, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Britain?
Well, that would be better.
I am interested in the pattern of political involvement of women in those Western democracies. With New Zealand and Australia leading the way, women in those countries had the vote soon after the end of World War I.
It would be good to begin with a discussion of when women got the right to vote and how they use it.
The record of women in politics in all those countries has been similar. None of them has women represented more than 10% of members of the national legislature.
Remember, it is not what you think. You must back up your opinions with facts. Support for all your ideas is essential. I think you should check the statistics on what percentage of women hold political office in the national governments.
Okay. I also plan to discuss the role of organized women's rights.
That is a good idea. But remember, this term paper is only 5,000 words, so you must keep your topic focused.
Could I bring you a rough draft next week?
I would prefer if you brought an outline, breaking down your main topics and subtopics. It may be a good idea to bring some of your reference materials along.
Sure, I will do that. Thank you very much. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 22. What does the woman want the man to do? What core suggestions has the man given the woman?
24. How will the woman probably begin her work?
25. How would the professor help the woman after this discussion?